Yeah, an opportunity for Jude and I to ask Del all the big questions around rugby league. Tackle one, Jude.
Right, Del, it was confirmed this week that Madge McGuire will stay on as Tigers coach. What does it mean for the club, and are they destined for another average season next year?
Well, you know, they've got to be decisive, the club. So I'm not sure whether it's the board or whatever, the CEO, but like, if Madge is your man, stick by him because, you know, he's in, he's out, you know, just back him. You know? And look, I think now Madge gets his playing group that he sort of wants. You know, he's cleaned the last bit out. You've got some really good young players there, mate. You've got to give him a vision and then you've got to buy into it. If you're not going to buy into it, let him go. So if Madge is your man, back him.
All right. Tackle two. What are your thoughts on this year's Dally M format? Do you like it over the two nights?
No. The first night, no disrespect, but I just lost interest because, mate, it's like, you know, the Brownlows and that. You're used to one thing. Don't try and change things up. I know what they were trying to do, but just stick to one thing that works. And, you know, we like the normal Dally M's. There's no need to try and improve it or change it up through these crazy times.
All right, tackle three. Billy Slater officially named as the Queensland coach. What changes do you think he will make?
Look, I think what Billy will do is a bit like Brad Fittler and obviously what Mel had done, mate, buy into the culture of State of Origin, you know. I think you know, he's worked with a lot of those young players through the emerging squads and stuff like that, and he knows a lot of those, that next generation, and he's got such a great football brain. We know that Sterlo has got the best football brain in the game, and I like when I'm sitting there and I'm calling with Sterlo, and Sterlo likes what Billy Slater's about. And, mate, me as an ex-player, I'm listening to Billy Slater, I'm listening to JT, but also Billy's got he's got those players like Cam Smith, or ex-players like Cam Smith and that around, so he can go to Craig Bellamy and talk to Craig Bellamy, so... But Billy will do things his way. And I like he didn't rush in to just sign a 3-year deal. There's obviously things that he wanted in and around that deal. Wasn't about the money, but he gets what the Queensland culture is about. He gets it's about the farmers. It's about, you know, Queensland and what we stand for.
Just like New South Wales with Freddie. Yeah, Freddie totally gets it. It's not just the game.
That's right.
It's the whole thing.
And I love Freddie. Freddie, it's about the players and it's about buying into it. What about when Freddie left Latrell out for 2 years, you know? Mm. And then all of a sudden Latrell buys into it, you know?
Unbelievable. And of course, we do the big set of six thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets with over 1,000 stands in two huge locations. You're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Tackle four. The NRL is set to announce the 17th NRL club based in Brizzy. What key player, that one key player, should they go for to sort of put their whole team around?
Well, mate, if you're trying to sell a club on one player, Kalyn Ponga. I know Newcastle obviously trying to lock him up long term.
Not Munster.
No, I mean, Munster would be good, but I think Kalyn Ponga, he ticks all the boxes. And I love what Cam Munster's about, but Kalyn Ponga, like, mate, you got it he all. Like, he's the boy you want to take home to, you know, to meet the See parents mum. And stuff. And then, and obviously corporately, you know, and just, you know, he's a good kid with a big heart, but just the way that he plays and his style. And I just love when he gets interviewed, it's not just about the football for him, you know?
Okie dokie, tackle five. Yeah. Last night's post-match press conference, Wayne Bennett said this about Benji Marshall.
About Benji, he rang me up and he said, oh, look, he said, the deal's fallen through. He said, I'd love to come to South Sydney. And I went and saw Adam and Cody because I didn't want them to think that I was undermining them. And they want him to come. And so I rang him back. I said, mate, yeah. I said, what do you want to come to South Sydney for? He said, I think you can be in the premiership. I think you can be in the grand final. He said, I want to go out on a good note. I said, okay, mate, let's do that. I said, I'll make you number 14. He's been wonderful for us, hasn't he? Real pro. He's great around the young players. He's been really good.
Yeah, an absolutely perfect situation for South Sydney and Benji.
Well, Wayne gets it. But, like, what about the confidence of Benji? He's Triple M's man too. And I love calling with him this year. Mate, what you see from Benji is what you get. But even with Blake Taff and that, you can just see, you know, it's not just about young Taff, but it's what Benji brings to that side. And the way that Benji's played this year, mate, he's put his body, you know, where I didn't think he could put his body at some stages, but he's been refreshing for South. And I think it's the whole mix of those players that you've got in that squad. And even Wayne, mate, I love the way Wayne said that. Wayne has respect for Benji too.
Yeah, you can tell that, can't you? Yeah. What about tackle six? Wrapping it up, after last night's match, it's become clear that Manly need to find another way to win when Tom is shut down and out of the game. Did they rely on him too much this year or at least last night?
Well, it's the only way that they've known how. They've tried to win games without him this year, and they've done it a couple of times, but they've got to get better at it. And also, those younger players, they got a bit of stage fright last night. They got outplayed. They got out enthused last night. Sully got found out a bit. Saab made a mistake early. I know Turbo, you know, Turbo tried too hard because there was so much pressure on him. Mm. And I like what Wayne Bennett said. Like, mate, they said, oh, how do you stop Tommy Turbo? He goes, tackle him. And that's what they did last night. Mm. They were aggressive on him. They didn't give him his space. But Manly would be better for the run because I didn't think they were going to get the finals after the first month of the comp.
Yeah, and they did well in the end.
Well done, Manly, anyway.